So FanGraph, which is what, one of two sites that kind of breaks down the numbers for baseball teams?
Right, one of the real, I mean, there's a lot of different hardcore stat sites, but two of the most respected are Baseball Perspectives and FanGraphs.com.
Okay, so they came out with what they're, with how they think the teams are going to do.
Yeah, they're January projections for the year. Okay. They ran them through all kinds of computer models and everything. And guess, Amanda, who they have winning the Central Division?
The Indians.
Yes, they do. A couple interesting things about it. Well, first of all, they picked them last year, too.
Okay.
So that was the thing. It wasn't just Sports Illustrated last year, but they didn't pick the Indians to win the World Series like Sports Illustrated, but they did pick them to win the Central Division.
Mm-hmm.
And they did get a couple things correct, like they predict the decline of the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
But they hated the Kansas City Royals.
The World Series champions.
Yes. Well, they're back with more. They have the Indians winning the division with only 85 wins.
Wow.
I mean, 2 years ago, the Indians won 85 games and finished like third place. You know, last year they were 81-80.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Kansas City Royals, who went to the World Series. How many years in a row?
2 years in a row.
Lost and then won.
Mm-hmm.
They've got them winning only 79 games.
Wow.
They have the Tigers in a free fall, and I'm anticipating we will see more like this of the national media types and things liking the Indians.
Why?
They love the pitching. They love the Indians starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of out of the Terry Francona camp. You know, remember I had interviewed Francona, and he told me what, Amanda, about the pitching?
That it's great.
Yeah, and he wanted to keep it.
Yeah,
I remember that was a discussion during trade talk. Right. It's great, it's young, it's cheap, mm-hmm. you know, by baseball, and we want to keep it.
Right.
And it allows the Indians the next few years to, you know, compete in the Central Division. They see, and I hope they're right on this, a big decline of play in the Central Division. They think the Twins overachieved last year and are going to fall apart. Like I said, they just hate the Royals. I don't know what else to say.
That's weird.
It's almost irrational.
Yeah.
Now, the Royals have lost some starting pitchers and things, but, man, I mean, they're a good team, but they hate them.
Yeah.
Okay. The Tigers, they predicted the decline, and the Tigers are in decline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not – they traded all their – finally, all those years of the high-priced veterans trading all their prospects is catching them.
Okay.
And so they think that there won't be any super teams in the division. The Indians pitching over the long run will win the division for them.
Okay.
There's some logic to it. If you dismiss the Kansas City Royals, which I don't, by the way.
Right, okay.
So we will see, but meanwhile, I am just kind of curious how other people are going to look, because the Indians made only a couple of, you know, off-season pickups, free agent pickups. You know, mm-hmm. one was Mike Napoli, a first baseman, 35 years old. I want to see these stat guys explain his year last year.
Mm-hmm.
He opened with the Boston Red Sox, Fenway Park. Would you think Fenway Park's an easy place to hit or a hard place?
Very difficult.
Yeah, if you're a right-hand hitter. But it can be, depending upon how you swing your bat. For a guy like Napoli, actually, they would tell you that it should have been good because he's a pull hitter. They have that short wall
mm-hmm.
out there.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, he hit 209 going into August.
Ooh.
Playing for Boston.
Okay.
Gets traded to Texas, which is a good place to hit. He hits like 300 the rest of the year.
Hmm. Interesting.
All right. Now, here's where it gets funky. Supposedly, he was treated last season for sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, what happened was he had a neck thing, and it messed up his way of looking at pitches while the ball's coming in. And so around midseason last year, he changed his stance, enabled him to see the ball better, and he hit better.
Okay.
Either that or he just started to hit.
Right.
Well, you know, he's going to play first base. He's a better first baseman than Carlos Santana.
Mm-hmm.
They're hoping they can get 15 to 20 homers out of him, about 80 RBIs. He's 35, we'll see. And the other guy they brought in was Raji Davis, who's a nice fourth outfielder, quick. But Amanda, it's going to come down to they need – like, who would you say is their best player in the field right now?
Lindor.
Mm-hmm. Even though with half a season. They need him to play maybe not quite as well as he did, but close.
Yeah.
And then they need Santana to, like, do what? Maybe not go 0 for April and May.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Start hitting. Yeah.
Start hitting. How about soon, not later, you know?
Right, right.
They need another. Your favorite player is who?
Yeah, Jason Kipnis.
And they need him to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they're waiting on Michael Brantley. How bad is he going to be after his shoulder surgery? My guess is he will come back sooner than later because he's such an elite athlete and is usually in really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you're looking at the right, you know, in right field, they had Lonnie Chisenhall.
Yeah.
You know, what did Chisenhall come up as? What position did he play when he came up? What position
Third
did
base,
play?
Yeah.
Remember, he wasn't very good. All of a sudden, he moves to right field, and he's really good out there.
Yeah, right.
But we've been watching Lonnie try to hit for 4 years now.
Right.
We really have. So, yeah. You know, will he not? But what he does is he really helps them defensively in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the big guy, though, I think, that can make a difference if he comes back is Yan Gomes.
Mm.
Last year, 2 weeks in the season, he has a knee injury.
Yeah.
He's out for 6 weeks. He comes back. It took him months. He didn't start hitting until, like, late August.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And remember, before that, he always hit 15, 20 homers, and he drove in runs. And so, and if you now, that's the kind of guy, he's in his late 20s. He had an injury that explained why he played poorly, just like your guy, Kipnis, did the year before. 2014, he was hurt.
Yeah.
We could go look back now to why he hit 240 instead of his usual 280 and why he had no power. He had a hamstring injury. He had a ribcage injury. He never could get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
2015, he got healthy and went back to his regular performance. So I think Gomes is the one guy that gives them the opportunity. And he's the kind of guy that if he goes and hits 20 or 25 homers, that's like they added a guy to hit 20 to 25 homers because he didn't do it for them last year.
Okay. So maybe these national media, we can only hope they're right. I hope
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, sure would.
And, you know, even if, Amanda, if they're correct on their assumption on the division, which it's not going to be very good,
mm-hmm. The
Indians are going to have a chance. See, last year they thought the division wasn't going to be very good and the Indians would win. Kansas City won 96 games.
Yeah.
So they were very good.
Yeah, they pulled away from it. Yeah,
and they seemed like the Royals had this thing wrapped up by about the 4th of July last year. Remember that? It
yeah,
was just
exactly.
over.
Yep.
Because the Indians were terrible early in the season. The Tigers went into decline. The Twins, you know, it just the White Sox were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Tri fan, you know what you really want?
What's that?
A very mediocre Central Division. That'll give your team a chance.
Okay. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.